block 3502 at Oregon City Transit Center.
K3502, I just wanted to double check. I got a Will Work Extra message from you. Are you wanting to stay on this later?
Well, did you find someone to cover it? Because I think there's someone here that's waiting to take it back, so I could run it back to UP, I guess.
Yeah, I don't see anybody there. I don't think we have it covered. So if you want to go ahead and run it back to the University of Portland, that's fine.
Okay, and so when I get back to the garage, will I need to fill out a timesheet for this?
Yes, absolutely. Fill the timesheet out, and just the station agent can help you fill it out if you need to. But it should be pretty self-explanatory, just with the block you were driving, the time you did it, you were just doing a fill, etc.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yep, you are welcome. And what time did you start this morning?
12:12.
Oh, okay, perfect. So you should have plenty of time. Thank you so much for that help. I do really appreciate it. So this trip actually just goes up to 6th and Washington, and then it turns around. Or no, I'm sorry, it takes a way over there and goes up to... That would be the end of it. If you want to just do that, that would be great.
Yeah, so just go to 6th and Washington, then how do I deadhead from there?
No, it goes up further. I thought it turned around, but it doesn't. It goes up to the University of Portland. It just has a layover there at 6th and Washington, so I didn't see that part of the paddle. I thought it turned around.
Okay, how long's the layover?
It's like 7 minutes. So, yeah, it's just you do that mall wait, mall meetup, if you've heard of that.
I have now. Okay, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, they do it first thing in the morning and last thing at night. They just do a 7-minute layover, so the last buses of the night people can catch.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
Well, thank you so much for your help. I do appreciate it. 2341.